Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. It's wonderful to be with you again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And today, we're all Christmas. Well, you better believe we've got the holiday spirit, and I certainly hope that you do, too. And we'll try to enhance that today with our holiday selections. And all of them today will be from big bands, a variety of Yuletide sounds from the swing orchestras to the suite, and ranging from the 1930s to the 1960s. It's Christmas with the big bands on today's Seems Like Old Times.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin back in the Christmas of 1935, and this Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Jingle Bells, done by the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Jingle Bells from the Benny Goodman Band from 1935. Now that was on Victor Records. And on the other side of the platter, another Christmas tune by another of the top Victor bands, Tommy Dorsey's Orchestra.
Millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You'd better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeer and his sleigh. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. out, and you gotta swing out. Boys with their horns, little toy drums, swinging right out like rummy dum-dum, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly-haired gals are cuddling cool, winking their eyes, they flirt with you, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Now the dancing kids in dance land will have their jubilee. They'll all start a-trucking right around that Christmas tree. So you better watch out, better not cry, better swing out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Tommy Dorsey Band, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, with Cliff Weston and Edith Wright on the vocals. For a number of years, Victor released that two-sided Christmas disc, with Dorsey on one side and Goodman on the other. And it started in 1935. Jump ahead 15 years to the Christmas of 1950. And on the radio, Jack Benny was doing his Christmas shopping.
Mary!
Oh, here I am, Jack.
Say, Mary, I just thought of a wonderful gift for Don Wilson. You know, he's been playing a lot of golf lately.
I know, Jack. As a matter of fact, I gave him the golf bag.
Say, that's right.
And Phil gave him the clubs.
Well, Mary, the gift I'm thinking about will tie right in. Although, I don't know whether to give him a dozen or a dozen and a half.
Well, Jack, I think a dozen golf balls would be wonderful.
Golf balls? I was thinking about tees.
Oh, Jack, you wouldn't.
Well, Mary, it's the least I can do.
Not if you put your mind to it.
Christmas merry and bright. I love the evening we trimmed the tree, and then we'd all sing carols and pledge goodwill toward men. Every year it's just an old-fashioned tree that brings all the joy of Christmas to me.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians and an old-fashioned Christmas tree. Guitarist Don Rodney handled the vocals there, and that was from 1950. That was the year the Addis Brush Company introduced the aluminum Christmas tree. It came with a floodlight and a rotating color wheel. Now, times may have been advancing too quickly there in 1950, so you can understand the desire for an old-fashioned tree. Or maybe something simple like a sleigh ride. Here's the Freddie Martin Orchestra.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. The world is like a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. As we glide along, sing a song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Freddie Martin Orchestra featuring Merv Griffin and the Martin Men on Sleigh Ride, another Christmas record from 1950, and one of the big band Christmas selections on Today's Seems Like Old Times. On Today's Seems Like Old Times, we're playing all Christmas records and all by the big bands. And here's one from 1946, the Harry James Band with Marion Morgan.
Thank you. the treetops glisten and children
from 1946, the Harry James Band with Marion Morgan out front, White Christmas. Stepping up 3 years to 1949, some new games would be under the tree for the kids. There's Candyland and Clue. For the old man, how about a new lounge chair? Price range $37 to $57. And for the lady of the house in 1949, you can never go wrong with fur. And that's according to Lucille Ball, who played Liz Cooper on the radio show My Favorite Husband.
Katie.
Yes, Mrs. Cooper.
Have you any idea what George is going to give me for Christmas? Has he said anything?
Not a thing.
Oh, darn. I've got to find out.
Why?
Well, I'm knitting him a sweater, and if he's giving me something wonderful, maybe a measly sweater isn't enough to give him.
Oh.
On the other hand, if he's giving me some dinky little thing, why should I knock myself out knitting him a beautiful sweater?
Hi, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, Katie, you don't think I'm serious. It's the thought behind a gift that counts. It doesn't make any difference to me what kind of a fur coat George gives me.
That was Lucy, Lucille Ball, with Ruth Perrott on My Favorite Husband during the Christmas season of 1949. That same holiday, we got this record from the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra.
Without you, I'll be so blue, thinking about you.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra and Chorus from 1949, Blue Christmas. Well, here's something neat that I found, the White House Christmas dinner menu from 1938. The President, Franklin Roosevelt, made the selections. He likes his turkey with little sausages, chestnut dressing, cranberry jelly, and giblet gravy. Also on the main course, peas and scalloped sweet potatoes with pineapple. Before the turkey is served, the menu calls for clams and saltines, clear soup with sherry, celery, and assorted olives. After the turkey, there is to be orange and cress salad with cheese twist, then plum pudding and hard sauce, eggnog ice cream, and cake and coffee. And who knows, maybe in the White House for the Christmas of 38, they were playing this record. It's the Eddie Duchin Orchestra and The Night Before Christmas.
Before Christmas to be good. You can't fool Mr. Santa Claus, he knows right from wrong, and you can't be right for just one night. You gotta be right right along. You'd love to see another Christmas tree where the old one stood, so don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good.
Holiday of 1938, the Eddie Duchin Orchestra, featuring Stanley Worth and The Night Before Christmas. Well, we head to Great Britain now for this Yuletide greeting. It's Robert Farnon's orchestra with vocals by Vera Lynn.
Begin to chime. love to stop in every store
and wait time for Santa Claus to drop in.
The kids are watching from every door. Christmas Eve, when the bells begin to chime, can you hear them say a happy holiday? It's Christmas time.
Happy, happy, merry, merry Christmas.
That's Vera Lynn and the Robert Farnon Orchestra, Christmas Time. And it's Christmas on the Bandstand on today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, coming to you from our palatial studios in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia with a fire going strong, keeping us nice and toasty. And today it's Christmas with the big bands. And let's go back now to 1934, a long time ago. The kids for that Christmas wanted a Lionel electric train, a Shirley Temple doll, and the new board game, Sorry. Now on Christmas Eve, once you've got all your chores done, presents are all wrapped, milk and cookies out for St. Nick, you ease into a comfortable chair, enjoy the lights on the tree, have your favorite beverage in hand, and let the radio entertain you for the rest of the night. And there's a stocking full to choose from. President Roosevelt goes on the air at 5 o'clock when he lights the D.C. Municipal Tree at Lafayette Park. That's across from the White House. Amos and Andy will have their Christmas show, so will Kate Smith at 8:30. Then later on, carols from all over the world. And the celebration continues on Christmas morning. King George from England delivers his Christmas message. In the afternoon, there's a Christmas party with Lionel Barrymore and a parade of famous network stars. And the Metropolitan Opera will present Hansel and Gretel. And then Christmas evening, as we wind down, we'll tune in to Bing Crosby, then over to Ed Wynn. And we'll stay up for Babes in Toyland, starring Gladys Swarthout. Now, there's one other show I want to catch, and that's on Christmas Eve. At 8 o'clock on NBC, it'll be the regular spot for the Richard Hember Orchestra. I'm hoping he'll play that new song for the season, Winter Wonderland.
Are you married? We'll say no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you.
written by Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith in 1934. Winter Wonderland. It quickly became a Christmas time standard. And that original recording was by Richard Hember and his Hotel Carlton Orchestra. One member of that outstanding studio group was a young clarinetist named Artie Shaw. But the star of that recording was the vocalist Joey Nash. Now, another song that doesn't mention Christmas at all, but is included in the holiday celebration, is Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And giving it lots of holiday cheer is Connie Boswell.
Let it snow, oh, oh, let it snow. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate to go out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. To go out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, oh, let it snow. We've nowhere to go, so let it snow. Oh, oh, let it snow.
From 1946, that's Connie Boswell with the Russ Morgan Orchestra. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You know, Jan Garber led his orchestra for 50 years, from the early 20s to the early 70s. And they recorded this one for the holidays of 1950.
Get me for Christmas. What you got in mind for a surprise? If you think I really raided someone else, my duplicate, tell me now so I can tell the other guys. What you gonna get me for Christmas? What you got to take the place of toys? I don't wanna be abusive, but if it's to be exclusive, tell me now so I can tell the other boys. When I was young, I used to be content with whatever was under the tree. But I found out in different ways, the smaller the tree, the lesser will be, and having a Santa Claus face. So what you gonna get me for Christmas? What you got that lots of money buys? I will promise to protect it like the one before I wrecked it. Tell me now, 'cause I might need the other guy. Thank you.
when I was young, I used to be content with whatever was under the tree. But I found out in different ways, the smaller the trees, the less there will be in heaven a Santa Claus face. So what you gonna get me for Christmas? What you got that lots of money buy? I will promise to protect it like the one before I wrecked it. Tell me now, cause I might need the other guy.
What You Gonna Get Me for Christmas, a song written by Hal Hopper, one of the Pied Pipers. I don't know if he sang on that recording. It's an unnamed trio with the Jan Garber Orchestra from 1950. We're having Christmas with the big bands on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on a big band Christmas edition of Seems Like Old Times. And if you get a chance this holiday season, be sure to check out the new and improved website, oldtimesradio.com. Seems Like Old Times is also on Facebook and Twitter. And for direct correspondence, the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, Santa Claus will be making his ride soon, and he's a very versatile fellow. He fits in just about everywhere. Two examples in our next two numbers. First up, Lionel Hampton has the boogie-woogie Santa Claus.
Looky here, Jack, shuffling down the track. He's got rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack. The boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie Woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. Well, he lives up in the mountain like a hermit in the cave. He never had a haircut and never took a shave. He's the Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Boogie Woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Tree, no candy for your socks. When he starts the boogie, the whole town rocks. Had to put your best dress on. We're really gonna jump for joy on the Christmas morn. The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
From 1950, that was Lionel Hampton's orchestra and Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. That was Sonny Parker on the vocals. And Santa Claus heads south now with the Jimmy Dorsey Band.
A bag of jelly beans, and Santa will greet you when he comes with a Dixieland band from Santa Claus Land. When you wake up on Christmas morn, the little boy blue will blow his horn. The three little bears will beat the drums in the Dixieland band from Santa Claus Land. You'll see Santa leading the And if you behave by chimney, they'll come marching down your chimney. Gee, what a Christmas it will be. A Dixieland band beneath your tree. You'll see all your toy town pals and chums in the Dixieland band from Santa Claus Land. Twas the night before Christmas and quiet as a mouse, but listen to the saxophone in J.D.'s house. Will be. There isn't a doubt, we all agree. The biggest and bestest band, what I am, is the Dixieland Band from Santa Claus Land.
Another from the holidays of 1950, Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Jazz Band, featuring Pat O'Connor at the microphone, the Dixieland Band from Santa Claus Land. Our theme today is Christmas on the Bandstand. And back in 1934, Christmas was a fun night in Harlem.
What do you mean up here? It's Christmas everywhere.
Yeah, but it ain't no Christmas like Christmas in Harlem.
No. Every gal strutting with her bow, through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. Christmas night in Harlem. Black and tan feeling mighty good. In that old colored neighborhood. Here and now, be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem.
Everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone will be all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Come on now, every cold like Joe, reach your sweet neath the mistletoe, with a kiss and a hidey ho, Christmas night in Harlem.
Hee-hee, man! Dog, what did Santa Claus leave in your stocking?
Let me see, there's an orange, a jar of kink out, and man, look at that slide trombone, ain't it pretty?
Yeah, but it might not sound so pretty. Let me hear you toot it.
Mr. Mercer, I'm glad to be back in this festivity.
Ah, you said it, Mr. T. It's Christmas night in Harlem.
when it's Christmas night in Harlem. Man, you drew the pipcorn.
From the holidays of 34, Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Johnny Mercer and Jack Teagarden, Christmas Night in Harlem. All right, let's squeeze in one more. Here's Bert Camford's orchestra, Jingo Django. From his 1963 album, Christmas Wonderland, that's Bert Camford and Jingo Django. Well, that's it for our first set. We'll catch you after intermission right back up here on the bandstand on Seems Like Old Times.